At the end of 2009, if you checked a music critic's best of list, this was probably on it. It's an album called Merriweather Post Pavilion by the band Animal Collective. It followed 10 long years of recording and touring for the band, and their soft-spoken frontman Noah Lennox took his newfound success in stride.
I think one thing that helped us is that we had kind of a slow build. It wasn't like we were playing to 10 people and then suddenly we were playing shows of 20,000. So there was never this moment that kind of felt like overwhelming or anything like that.
Another thing that might have helped, Noah Lennox was far, far away from the limelight. A few years back, he moved from his hometown of Baltimore to Lisbon in Portugal. Lennox also records as a solo artist under the name Panda Bear, and he's been working on his latest album for the past 3 years. It's called Tomboy. And while there are traces of the uplifting influence of Brian Wilson, for sure, Noah Lennox thinks this new music has a somewhat darker feel than his past work.
From the last record to this one, I found a studio space in Lisbon. And it's down in this basement, this little bunker down there. And there's no windows, so every day I would go in there and turn off all the lights and, you know, just have my gear set up, and I would work on these songs. And I wasn't thinking of the thing as being this sort of dark, lonely thing, but I think it kind of came out that way. I think you can't help but have the atmosphere and the environment kind of come out in what you're doing.
Because when you're working with Animal Collective, you can all sort of bounce ideas off each other.
Mentally, yeah, it's like a totally different thing.
For people who may not be familiar with your work, explain how you actually produce music, because some of it, of course, is done through computers, right?
It's all recorded on a computer, although I don't like to mess around too much with tweaking the sounds in the computer. I usually try to keep all that live and sort of performance-based.
But there are all these different layers to the music you produce.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to play actually a bit of a track from the record. It's called Friendship Bracelet for a moment, before I ask you to kind of walk me through the process of that song.
Sure.
Tell me what we're hearing here. Can you break it down for us?
There's many layers of vocals, although they're all sort of singing the same thing. So
they're your vocals?
Yes, and it may kind of sound just like one voice, but if you hear my voice singing just, you know, one recording, it's pretty weak sounding, I'm afraid. So I tend to go for that sort of multi-tracked vocal thing. And then there's a synthesizer kind of doing this weird bubbling sort of thing. And then there's several layers of percussive elements, clapping and making little hits here and there. And then besides that, I like to think of it like salt and pepper. You just kind of like put these weird little sounds in there to spice up the song. It usually keeps my mind traveling through the song.
It's funny because right before you said salt and pepper, I was picturing a chef. It really is like that. It's sort of this kind of intuitive sense of, should I add some of this and a little bit of this?
I'll often think about making music and making food. I'm a terrible chef, though.
You live in a good food city, though.
I do.
My guest is Noah Lennox. He's also known as Panda Bear. His new album is called Tomboy. And forgive me for this. I mean, there's almost a religious sound. And I don't mean religious in the liturgical sense, but religious like a powerful, like almost like you're making modern electronic versions of this soaring Christian compositions of the 18th and 19th centuries, this cavernous sound by composers like Bach and Handel and Haydn. Do you kind of approach it that way?
Most definitely. I mean, I feel like for those guys, I couldn't say for sure, but what it seems like, it was kind of like a special event or not something that they would just do on a Friday night or something, you know what I mean? And although I try not to take it maybe that seriously, I'm definitely more in that zone of thinking about music. Music for me is definitely not something that I feel super casual about.
Do you ever go into churches in Lisbon and just listen to music?
I do sometimes go into churches, but I haven't been into a church where there's been music as of yet.
It seems like you take some of that atmosphere and you put it on this record, that soaring, big, ethereal sound.
Well, it's interesting because you were talking about Bach and guys like that, and they would write music for that atmosphere. And, you know, it's these stone buildings that have really high ceilings, and there's a natural reverb in there. And ever since I was young, I just love the sound of big reverbs. And that's it's essentially just an effect that you put on a sound that makes it sound as if it's in this really big room. It's always been a type of sound that I've been drawn to. Maybe too much, I kind of slap it on everything, unfortunately, but I guess that music just sounds really good to me in that kind of space.
That's Noah Lennox. He performs under the name Panda Bear, usually with the group Animal Collective. His new solo album is called Tomboy. Noah Lennox, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks very much for having me.
And if you want to hear Noah spin a few of his favorite new records as the guest DJ over at All Songs Considered, check out our website, nprmusic.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to Compton. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of Compton. And straight back into Compton, Compton's largest urban farm. A patch of rural America right in the heart of the concrete jungle. That's tomorrow on All Things Considered from NPR News. Our program is directed today by Petra Mayer and edited by Mathoni Maturi. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Brent Bachman, Lauren Silverman, Lily Percy, Jessica Deal, and Liz Baker. Megan Kane is our intern. The technical director is Daniel Shukin, assisted by Peter Alina and Renee Pringle. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. The senior editor is Rick Holter. Our senior producer is Matt Martinez. And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast. It's called Weekends and All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendATC or at iTunes. We post a new episode on Sunday nights. We're back on the radio tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.